Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are now into hour number two, 30 seconds into hour number two. Thank you for joining us. We're talking about Lord Bush saying, hey, torture's good, and I'm going to veto a law saying we can only torture people a little bit. That's not enough for me. I agree with Alberto Gonzalez. We should torture people to death, and that's what his memo says. That's the policy. But if you get caught or dumb enough to take pictures of it, we're going to put you in prison. Follow orders, torture them good, be paid well, enjoy yourselves. Those of you that are sadistic psychopaths can come work for us, but if you tell anybody, we're not going to defend you. And what's happening with the economy, what's happening with just a whole host of issues coming up in the next 2 hours. This new hate bill. Ron Paul will be joining us coming up in the next hour. Talk about some very serious issues. The congressman will give us an update in the middle of the next hour. So that's coming up. Also, want to get Pastor Pike on with an update for 10 minutes or so on we're on the very edge of thought crimes bill passing. And listen, I don't want to sound like I'm obnoxious or rude. Linda's a very sweet caller and very nice lady. She just called in. We're about to go back to her, and she said, I heard you were running announcements locally for the Austin Toll Party, admonishing us to go get involved. And I love the Austin Toll Party, and Linda Curtis, and of course, this is another Linda, not Linda Curtis on the line, and Sal Costello and all the great folks there. So I don't want you to think I'm talking about them. It's just a pet peeve of mine that people don't differentiate affiliates. We are the GCN, the Genesis Network. We're not one of those other networks. Some are good, some are bad, some are ugly. We also, when you hear local ads, or when you hear basically what other talk show hosts are saying, that's not us in many cases. You have to listen. Is it Genesis? And, you know, I have to say this because other patriots, if you can call them that, have gotten very good at acting like they're us. And I put up with it for years, and I'm not putting up with it anymore. You know, if you support this programming, myself and Alex Jones and blah, 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 then you need to send me money. And they're not even affiliated with us. And people come up to me and go, I gave them $1,000, Alex, and for you. And I'm like, well, that ain't me, Bubba. And I don't ask for money. A few times I've said, if you want to support us, you're welcome to. It's just, look, I've told people I'm not putting up with anything anymore. Life's too short, and I just, every time somebody walks up to me and says, did you hear what this host said? You know, you got to do so. You got to say something to him. Hey, man, that's not me. So, Linda, though, you went to the toll party meeting. Tell us what happened.
Only 100 people showed up, and I was frustrated because you had said earlier in the week that your listeners are not taking the action, the support we need to do. So I went to the meeting. I still have faith in that even 100 people can communicate with
another. Are you sure you heard me say that? I'm not one of the people that beats everybody up.
Yeah,
I think people are doing a great job fighting the New World Order.
Well, I think we have to do more. We have to, at the meeting, they said we need to write letters to the editors. We need to go on to tollparty.com and print out flyers that are saying vote no on Propositions 1 and 9 because these are the Perry and his cronies. This is how they're...
Yeah, no, it's TexasTollParty.com.
TexasTollParty.com and make up flyers and take them to your driver.
Well, they just filed a lawsuit on these people, so they're definitely doing a good job.
Yeah, but we need more in this...
Well, I mean, we've had meetings where 1,000, 1,200 people show up, you know, down there, and it's overflow, and they still vote against us. 98% in state polls, 93% in Austin are against it. Why is Will Wynn doing this? Why is Campo doing this? Because they got electronic voting machines in and don't care. But listen, Linda, I think you did a great job. Those 100 people that showed up did a great job, okay?
Well, tell all the voters in Texas to vote no on November 8th for Propositions 1 and 9.
And Linda, don't let people beat you up for not doing enough. You guys are doing a great job.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look at this headline I've got. House urged to investigate Arroyo Marshall Law Plan. INQ7 TV. I mean, this is just every day. Martial law this, world government that. Oh, this city wants martial law. That county wants it. I mean, it's incredible the type of things that are happening right now. Look, I want to get through the calls here, so I'm giving each caller about a minute. We're going to you right now. This takes self-control for myself because I'm very long-winded, and our listeners have a lot to say, but we got to get everybody on here. Let's go ahead and talk to Judy in New York. Judy, go ahead.
Pleasure to speak with you, Alex. My comment is about your comments about Wicca. There has to be at least one person, right? I've been up close and personal with most religions, and there must be various factions of Wicca because we were always instructed that you were supposed to harm ye no one. And then there was the law of three. What you do to others comes back to you threefold. And we were also taught to respect all paths. So I was a little confused, unless there are different factions.
Well, I mean, there is video of this, and they're sending spirits into the grove.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that. I have nothing against Wicca. I'm not practicing Wiccan at this point. Also, by the way, just a little aside, you wanted to know Dorian Gray was written by Oscar Wilde.
Oh, Oscar Wilde. But you notice I said, I think I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I did catch myself, but yeah.
You have to be wrong about something sometime, you know.
I'm wrong a lot of the time, but I wish I was wrong about the New World Order. I know I'm right about that.
You know, I don't want to take up all your time, but I fall asleep with Genesis on, and I usually in the somehow your program gets into my dream state, and it's so funny. Last night I dreamed that I was lecturing to people about the New World Order. You know, so.
Well, that's good. We need you out there doing that.
Yeah. Okay, it was a pleasure, Alex.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate the call. No, I mean, people ask, why did I put these pagans, Wiccans, some were calling themselves pagans, Wiccans, whatever, in the film? Because this group was criticizing us for talking about Bush and the occult, and so then we go out there the next year, and there they are doing it. And so, you know, we didn't draw first blood here, folks. We have this group criticizing and attacking us. And so that's why we put it in the film. And it isn't to get even. It's to show the incredible hypocrisy. That's why we put it in there. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Eric in Connecticut, up there in Skull and Bones country.
Hello, Alex. Welcome from Skull and Bones country.
That's right.
I just got through watching Eyes Wide Shut. I've never seen it before. Very interesting movie, and for those who have not seen it, I highly recommend it. It offers a very revealing glimpse, speaking of the rituals and speaking of the Wiccans and all this other thing, where Tom Cruise plays the part of a doctor for this rich guy, and I'll make a long story
short.
And
his wife's really part of the cult trying to get him into it.
Yes. And there's a scene where the doctor is being told by his rich employer just what the story is. And he said that, he said, Bill, I'm not going to tell you.
Are you still there?
Been in for the past 24 hours.
You know, you paused for a second. You cut out there for a period of time. You have to repeat what you said.
Okay, I'm sorry. Tom Cruise, playing this doctor, was told by his boss that because he had snuck into the ritual, he said to him, I don't think you realize what kind of trouble you've been in for the past 24 hours, Bill. He says, who do you think was there? Just ordinary people? He says, those were just ordinary people. He says, if I told you their names, I'm not going to tell you their names, but if I was to tell you their names, you might not sleep so well. And I think it really speaks to just who's involved in these rituals. People need to understand that this occult practice goes to the highest levels of our government. And I don't think a lot of people realize just what scale, the scale of these occult rituals.
Well, it's like an Eyes Wide Shut. They've got a pianist there who doesn't even know why he's been hired and brought there, just like the Grove. And this is more of an inner circle. There's just a few hundred people or 100 people involved. And it's done stylized like a play. Look, trying to explain to people, that's where acting and plays and theater comes from. The people up on the stage, the people in the crowd, rituals grew into theater. And so when they're really doing a ritual, it's done stylized like a play. It's like when you go to church, you know, Christian church. You got the preacher, you got the choir, you got the, you know, the people. It's all done in a regimented format. Well, it's the same thing for the occultist, for the pagans, for the Luciferians. And Kubrick, and there's been reports on this.
It was his last movie.
It was his last movie. He died. He wanted to leave some stuff in. There was a big argument. Suddenly he died. Some stuff got cut out. We know that. But Full Metal Jacket's about Vietnam. 2001 Space Odyssey's about real things. You know, it's about real space travel to come. Dr. Strangelove is a comment about the Cold War and nuclear weapons. You know, everything Kubrick did was about real things that have happened and or real things that are going to happen. And we know that he was in, you know, high levels of the New World Order in you know, multiple facets. And but no, that film, you know, you got the big mansion in the New York. You know, he goes there. These people are doing this. He witnesses all of this. But if you really watch that film, what's happening is he's actually being inducted by a side channel. You know, they sidle up to you sideways. If you really watch the film carefully, his wife's a member. His buddy at the bar is a member, the pianist, and it's all a staged event to get him involved. They were already planning to kill that whore.
Right, and that's how it dovetails in. Despite all the ritual, despite all the acting, basically a sacrifice was made, and she ended up in a slab on the morgue.
That's right. Thanks for the call. Really good points. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve. Steve in Texas, then Elizabeth and James. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, Alex, did you hear about how the Mexican army took a couple of, came across the border, I think in New Mexico, and took a shot at some people?
Yeah, I mentioned that last hour, Steve, and I'm going to cover that next at the bottom of the hour. There were such vicious attacks all along the border, according to the Associated Press, that they're now fully militarized and have gone to armored vehicles, which they should have done years ago. You know, they'll use APCs on us, the citizens, but let the Mexican troops attack routinely. A major escalation, Steve.
Why don't we, I don't know if you saw Lou Dobbs last night, they were talking about all the Mexican consulates opening up around the country. We ought to call a protest. I mean, I'd like to see you call a protest at the Austin Mexican consulate.
Well, they open and they issue IDs and they interface with local governments to take over. I mean, that's the official statement of the government.
Yeah.
And, of course, the White House loves it.
Yeah, I'd like to see about 100 or 1,000 people out there protesting.
You know, protests are fine, Steve, but I really think the protest is in the minds of the people. It's media. You know, protest is really an old form of media. I mean, I can write an internet story about it, and a million people conservatively will read it, or I can go have a protest and have some rinky-dinky TV station come lie about us and not show one thing we say and then lie about us, have some other person lie about us, and then, I mean, I think protesting is fine and dandy, but, I mean, look, the war is on, brother, and let me tell you something, Americans, whether they're black, white, Hispanic, or purple, or whatever, we're taking over again. The people are waking up. The worm has turned. We've got the momentum. So let them come. Let the Mexican troops slaughter and kill and burn and machine gun. In fact, the feds are having to clamp down now so it doesn't break into all-out military attack. Because then if that happens, it'll kind of put a damper on the slow takeover. We ought to be glad it's flaring up and getting worse. Like Patrick Henry said, man, the war is already going on. Let it come. Let it get bad. Get worse it gets, quicker the better, Steve. You know that.
Yeah, that's what I say. Worse is better. Well, still.
Good. They're showing us what they are. Good.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll try and call one out there myself. I think it ought to get in the news and everything.
Well, I mean, look, the problem is I can't do a protest right now, so I can't call one. Protest. And then everybody, you go out and do it. But certainly, this is Steve Mason, one of my friends. If you set it up, Steve, I mean, I'd be glad to plug it for you. I'm sure others would.
Okay. Well, good enough, Alex.
Vaya con Dios, compadre. Good to hear from you. I can't talk the talk and then not walk the walk. If I say I'm going to have a protest, I got to be there. Or go protest, and I'm not there. I'm trying to finish some films right now, and I'm trying to, I'm on coast to coast tomorrow night. I like to see my family occasionally, so I just, you know. Besides, most of the people that would show up to counter-protest us are just well-meaning idiots who don't even know what's going on. And the media will lie so bad. I mean, I don't even know I've already protested Fox, and I've protested the Daisy Sage Parade, and I'll protest again, but just not right now. I've had my fill of it. Let's go ahead and talk to, we'll go to Elizabeth in a second. James is on a car phone. James, go ahead from Texas. You're on the air.
No, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, I'm not bringing much to the conversation. I just wanted to say that whenever I heard you mentioning that you're not done with the film yet, you want to do more to it, I was thrilled. It just to hear just the few things that you mentioned today about the left-right origins, and you said something a few minutes ago that was revealing to me also that I didn't know. And I would love to see the clips from Bohemian Grove original, which I had the original tape, and that wrapped in... good. I mean, that was excellent, but like what you're saying, a full expose, what you can fit into a 2 or 3 hour DVD that goes into the history and all that of the occult, that would be so great. I just want to let you know I'm thrilled to hear that. When you said you're not done yet, you want to do more because of what the left side of the paradigm getting angry, that's impressive. I just want to let you know that I'm impressed with that.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. And if you want the original Bohemian Grove video... it's only available for a couple more weeks, and then there'll be the new expanded one. But there's 20 minutes cut out of the new one, so if you want that original footage, get it now. at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
All right, I'm going to talk to Elizabeth, Tim, and a few other people here. And then I'm going to plunge back into the news. MS-13 is calling for mass murder of police, every cop they come in contact with. Of course, there's no national alert about that. There is a police alert, but you're not to be told about it in the public. Can't make our precious illegal alien drug gangs look bad. And Mexican troops are attacking in many areas of the border. There's large bounties on the heads of Border Patrol. That's in major Mexican newspapers. And our media keeps that real quiet. Just like they keep the rocket attacks quiet. And they keep it real quiet how the Mexican coyotes feed on the Mexican people that are coming across. It is scary at many different levels. Right now, let's go to Elizabeth in Maryland. Elizabeth, welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Like the caller right before me, I was on the line to say how delighted, elated, uplifted I was to hear that you're going to amplify your new DVD on the occult underpinnings. I had really been thinking about that for a couple of weeks, hoping and praying that you might do that. And off air once I told you something that happened, as you know, in my book I feature my father's Christian life, and he once picked up a World War I veteran who had a missing leg, and he could have been fired from his job. He was reported, but God watched over him. Well, at his funeral time, there was a very elderly man who had gone to high school with him, and he was talking about how he would miss him. And to comfort him, I said, well, you know he's in heaven now. And there was a small child standing nearby, and we feared there was a satanic influence in this family. And the child turned, and my husband and I both witnessed, the child said, now she's talking about heaven. And Alex, I'm sort of glad that happened, because any time I doubt that heaven and hell are real, I think about that, because there was opposition that we saw and we felt. And,
so it was like an adult's voice. Now she's talking about heaven.
Yes, it was. It was. So I know these things are real. And last week, one of the days I had called in and talked to you and encouraged you, and I had called a minister who had not waked up yet. I've been giving him your materials and some other materials, and he showed great signs of waking up, and I asked him to call concerning Reverend Ted Pike's The Hate Crimes Law, and he said he would. And right after I talked to him, I came downstairs and I looked outside, and there were those beautiful, majestic cardinals that God has used symbolically in my life many times. Seven of them a month before my father died, gathered in a lilac bush at my mother's home. It was just beautiful. So, Alex, I just commend you. And also, there are two people, and maybe I don't know whether this would be appropriate for the type of DVD you make, but Constance Cumby, her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow and the Coming New Age of Barbarism, that book, she's an elderly attorney, and she documented so many things.
I think I interviewed her about 5-6 years
ago. That would be wonderful to have her in the DVD because she tracks.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to add a little bit more. I mean, I'm going to be done in a few days. I'm not going to.
I wish you could do an hour and a half.
I know, but see, if I make it 10 hours long, then, you know, it's people.
Well, whatever it is, we're going to be ready and waiting for it.
Okay, thank you, Elizabeth. I appreciate the call. Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on the air. Welcome. Hello, Tim. Come on down, Tim. All right, he's not there. Let him go. Who's up next in order here? All right, Matthew in Texas. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
It's come to my attention that it's my belief that the Bohemian Grove is a branch of the Bohemian Brothers, which is a Rosicrucian order, which is mentioned in the Secret Teachings of All Ages by Manly P. Hall. Also, last night on the History Channel, there was a documentary about Hitler and psychics, and they brought up a lot of occultic stuff.
They had a huge occult building in the middle of Berlin with this Jewish mystic who was there right through the war, and he was Hitler's main advisor. That's even been in the Salon.com.
Well, there is a connection here, a definite connection to Freemasonry. I'm not sure if you're aware of Charles W. Ledbetter, the Masonic author.
Yes.
It says right here in the book, Freemasonry and its Ancient Mystic Rites, that he went to India to help Helen Blavatsky, the spiritual head of the Theosophy movement. And he talks in this book about the fifth race, the Teutonic subrace of Anglo-Saxons and Scandinavians. So I just wanted to point that out to you and your listeners that there is a definite connection between Freemasonry and all this Nazi occultism, and it's right here in this book, Freemasonry and its Ancient Mystic Rites.
Well, I mean, that's where the swastika comes from, is India.
Yeah.
You try to explain this to people, they don't understand it. I mean, this is all done for specific reasons. The Bohemian Grove is a very complex organization, and the rituals themselves are these very intricate talismans or amulets that they design, and you know they believe in it. Thanks for the call. All right, we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. We're here live, ladies and gentlemen. And before I plunge back into the news and your phone calls, I want to invite and encourage everyone out there to not procrastinate, to get involved. And I mean, you're doing a great job. The people out there that have gotten my films, the folks that have gotten them and made copies, the truck drivers out there that are doing it, the school teachers, the college professors, the police officers, all of you, the good Americans of every, you know, race, color, and creed, I commend you from the bottom of my heart. You have had just a great effect. But if you've got my videos, if you've got Martial Law, or you've got Road to Tyranny, or you've got Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, and you've watched it, it was informative, you thought it was important, why not make a few copies? Why not buy another VCR or buy a DVD burner? They're cheap. Why not make some copies? Why not give it to you, the people at your Sunday school or folks down at the factory or wherever, and you say, hey, check out this political documentary. It's pretty interesting. Or how about going and getting an Access TV show? You can go on yourself, or you can put documentaries on. There's a sea of good films out there that people really, really need to see, that people need to be able to watch. And listen, folks, you know, we don't sell 100 products here on this show, okay? I mean, a lot of times sponsors come to me with good products, and I just go, you know what, I don't want your money. Take Nuke Alert. I'm sure you've heard that ad. They came to me offering me money to promote it, and I said, you know, I believe in the product. I'll cut the spot for free, and I'll run it. And, you know, the factory here in Texas, where you get the best price on it, has it, and you can call and get it there. See? And some people will call that foolish or weird or why wouldn't you want to make money off of it? Because I really don't care, folks. As long as I have enough money to fund my operation and slowly expand what we're doing and to get the word out, I'm happy. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank all those who have supported us in many different ways. Thank you. You don't know how important your support has been. And if you haven't gotten Martial Law is my best video. It's a mini-series. It's three films on 9/11, the occult activities, the elite, and their master plan, and the latest police state developments. 3 hours. A little over 3 hours on the DVD, over 2.5 on VHS. Please get Martial Law. It's the price of one film, $25.95. And we got discounts on it where you can get it as low as $14 when you order multiple copies. American Dictators, great video we made. Buy one copy at the regular price, each additional $5.95. As many copies as you want. I just want to get it out to people. And yes, your support is needed. We need your support. We really, really do, folks. And I hope that you'll call and ask about the different specials and different titles, and that you'll order some of the videos, perhaps a package of videos or books. We carry a lot of other great books and videos by other great researchers. So the toll-free number to call and order the videos or books on tape, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to prisonplanet.tv. Prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day. We have monthly and we have yearly subscriptions. All my films, my weekly TV reports, special video reports that I never even put on the TV show. Things like the Dean Haglin X-Files interview, you know, exposing government planting scripts on them, like the plan to fly planes in the buildings months before 9/11. Or you see my documentaries weeks, if not a month before they're available, like we're about to put at least this current version of Order of Death up on PrisonPlanet.tv in the next few days. So go get your membership there. And again, your purchase, your support makes it all possible. And you can always order via the safe, secure online shopping carts at Infowars.com. And while you're there, you can also link through and get yourself a high-quality Berkey water filter made in America. You get the very best deal directly when you call the manufacturer, American-made Big Berkey, Black Berkey Systems. And if you want British, they got those too. But and you tell them Alex Jones sent you, you get the very best deal. And tell them what free gifts you want when you call there as well. But you can just go to Infowars.com and get them there, or go through to their website and purchase them there, or call them 888-803-4438. Got a lot of requests to play this. This is Dark Side, and it's got some interesting New World Order clips. And just remember, the crew we're dealing with really is into the dark side. So here it is, and then we'll plunge into the news.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th.
There is a chance to use this disaster to carry out a phrase his father used, I think, only once. And that is a new world order.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, the new world order, can emerge.
but a bunch of cold-blooded killers.
The New World Order?
For nothing but a bunch of cold-blooded killers.
A New World Order? The New World Order?
New World Order is run by absolutely ruthless individuals. Obsessed, total control. Sworn to the creation of worldwide terror. Called the New World Order.
The danger to our country is great. The danger to our country is growing. The danger to our country is great. The danger to our country is growing.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. There is the dark side. Maybe one of our listeners put that together and mixed that together. All right. Again, we should pray for all the poor folks in India and Pakistan hit by another convulsion of the planet Earth, the hurricanes, the increased tornadoes, the darkening of the planet's surface by 20% in the last 3 years alone, the sun's increased radiation output, massive increases in the ring of fire, the fire rim that goes around the Pacific Ocean, culminating, of course, north of India there in Pakistan with the Himalayan Mountains. Trucks of aid arrive in the ruined capital of Pakistan, Kashmir, on Tuesday, and victims scuffled for badly needed food and blankets 3 days after the devastating earthquake flattened whole communities, killing tens of thousands and leaving millions homeless. The government official death toll remained at slightly over 20,000 people, but a senior army official, not a public servant, see, it's an official, they certainly are officials over there with the dictatorship, is close to the rescue operation, said that according to our assessment, the death toll could be between 35,000 and 40,000 people. Most of the dead are in the Himalayan region of Kashmir, said the official, who requested anonymity as he wasn't authorized to comment a journalist about it. Of course not in the dictatorship. Continuing here, this should be simple. U.S. doesn't okay torture. Adopt language, making that clear to the world. Des Moines Register today. Does President Bush really want to be on record against language passed overwhelmingly by the U.S. Senate that would ban torture? By the 99 vote, 43 Democrats and 46 Republicans voted last week to prohibit U.S. soldiers from torturing prisoners. It's not exactly true. I finally had time to read the bill this weekend. It just restricts torturing them, you know, to death, basically. Supporters included Majority Leader Bill Frist, who earlier worked against the measure, but it just would be too bad for him to be on record for it. It bans cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment of persons under custody or control of the United States government. The vote was an act of defiance. The White House has threatened to veto the $440 billion military spending bill. What, about half that money goes right in Dick Cheney's pocket. How would he veto that? The vote was an act of defiance. The White House was threatened to veto the $440 billion military spending bill if it included the amendment to ban torture. It was supposedly would interfere with Bush's ability to conduct the war on terrorism, and if, as if torture or threat of torture is deterrent to an enemy or in keeping with an image of America once had as a nation that sets a high standard for human treatment. And it goes on. Folks, come on. They've put people in prison for years. They're getting, you know, 5 years in prison for beating people and hooking electrodes to them and doing all this. And notice the feds have only allowed prosecutions for the really petty stuff. I mean, what England did, what Grainer did, frankly, isn't a third of what some of the other people did. I mean, it's admitted, beating people to death, raping women. I mean, raping underage women and boys. I mean, this is unbelievable. Can you imagine being picked up at a checkpoint, taken to a camp, and there's a bunch of Americans in there, and they start raping your wife in front of you? I mean, you know, this, we got to invade and attack Saddam. He's got rape rooms. By the way, I know I just sprung this on you. Can you find the Limbaugh clip where he says they're just blowing off steam? And it's kind of a Freudian slip by Limbaugh, because he says, because he's definitely an insider, he says, just like it's skull and bones. See, all this is very, 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 very serious. And it has to be taken very, very, very seriously. But how do people go to prison when we have their orders and the memos and the White House saying it, and then the White House says, no, we're not involved in it, and then the White House says, I vetoed, you can't torture. I mean, it just shows how they're behind it all, they're doing it all. I mean, Alberto Gonzalez, four of his memos are public that contain torture. And he says, if we just change the name and don't call it torture, we can pressure someone till they die. I mean, those are quotes. We can table them, which is drowning you. They put you on a plank, and they slot. You ever seen Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson? They did their research for that. That's how they torture you. You know, where they dunk him on the stretcher into the water up to his chest. Now, that in the movie that's not, it's not feces and urine, tabling in the CIA manual is you have the interrogators for several days. It's a pot of rotten water, and they defecate and urinate in it, and they dunk you in that. And you inhale that, and it, of course, well, that's to save our troops and get the job. Never did that before. North Vietnamese were bad doing that to our troops. Didn't North Vietnamese tabled? And can you trust a government that does that? Can you trust? No, you can't trust confessions. Look, I'll tell you whatever you want after they're done doing it. But that's not all they do. They table people, and then they beat them to death. They pick up local Iraqi doctors who'd been reporting on how they'd been shooting people. Oh, you told Reuters. You talked to a Reuters cameraman. Come with us. And this has been in the news. And then they throw the guy out by his house, beaten to death, with burns all over his chest, on his on his breast, on his the male breast, on the genitalia. We have these photos on the website, just burns all over, just burned off. Cigarette burns, cigar burns, just purple bruises all over his body, teeth knocked out. Imagine they just strap him down and start, give me that cigar. You're not going to talk to the reporters anymore, are you? Just beating them for hours till they expire. That's freedom. That's Christianity. That's what the good guys do. Sick. Here's another one. Prison guards enjoy torture. An Egyptian man released earlier this month from the United States detention, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, says the torture he suffered in the military camp left him crippled in a wheelchair. Well, they had Marines dressed up like Arabs, and they would do fake deliveries of them for, quote, training, and those guys are suing. One of them can't even get out of a wheelchair when they beat him so bad. I mean, this is sick, folks. Sami Al Lefi, 49, said, they used to grab me by the arms and hurl me on the floor on my back. They took pleasure in torturing us. He said, I have suffered a fracture in my backbone because of this. He was held for four years in the U.S.-run jail at Guantanamo before his release and handed over to the Egyptian authorities in earlier October. Medical companies and doctors certify. And then it goes into all the things that were wrong with him. Daily beatings. Body slamming him into the concrete daily. That's friendly. And you think you're safe. You think all these troops are going to come back. They're going to be cops. The government knows this full well. And heaven help us. They're going to turn them loose on us. Man, you saw what happened if you take photos. Answer is don't take photos. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, go have fun.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I want to roll this Limbaugh clip, and then I'll get into some other news. Because it... Understand, they're still on the radio. I hear neocons all the time saying there's no torture going on. Oh, Club Gitmo, it's so much fun. And they focus on people dressed up in women's clothes or people dressed up, you know, naked or whatever. And, oh, it's just fun. Of course, they don't mention the pool of blood by the pile of naked men. You know, it's... This is what psychopaths always do. It's like a sexual thing is added into it. Charlie Manson type activities. But, oh, it's so Christian and conservative. No, it's not. You're of your father, the devil. But they make these jokes about it. Meanwhile, the Army's own report says, yeah, raping women. Mm-hmm. In front of their husbands, yeah. putting acid on objects and then doing things with them, folks. Acid. Raping people with acid. Okay? And that's your government. I mean, that's Jeffrey Dahmer actually did that. Okay? They're doing Jeffrey Dahmer things. Now, either Jeffrey Dahmer's good or he's bad. Because if Jeffrey Dahmer's bad, which in our moral system he's bad, then these troops are evil. But who's more evil? The guy that did it or those that sent them? Our government gave these orders. And then openly says they're not going to stop doing it, and then they don't get in trouble, but people go to prison. And when they get caught doing it, it's like they use the Patriot Act to strip one of the torturers' rights who beat some people to death in Afghanistan. And then he wanted to speak out, and they slapped the Patriot Act on him to shut up. I mean, you know, this is incredible. This is incredible. So I don't want to hear they're not using the Patriot Act in non-terror-related cases. They use it on their own torture goons. Here's Limbaugh.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked...
Exactly my point. This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we are going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
Folks, God forbid your 18-year-old daughter doesn't get kidnapped sometime by goons and thrown in a van and raped by, you know, 15 people like just happened last week with a bunch of illegal aliens. God forbid a psychopath doesn't get her and then torture her and then slit her throat because maybe their defense will be they were just blowing off some steam. Now, he said that months after it had been all over the news. The Tagumbu report, the Army report, all of it. Hello? And I hear people, them ragheads ain't human. You notice that the only type of racism that's allowed is calling Arabs bad names. And, you know, the Arabs are going to get us, they're going to get us. Let me tell you something. The radical Muslims are globalist controlled. Our government created and radicalized them. It's a fact. So you can all run from the hills, you know, from the Muslims proselytizing. I'm certainly not pushing Islam. But the point is that the globalists, look at the Masons, man. They got their shriners. They worship at the shrine of Allah. This is who Edward Bush is meant as a member of an organization that worships Allah. That's why he can go to a shrine and worship Allah. Look, these guys are not playing games. And I just hope everybody realizes that. And none of us are safe. When Bush can get up on TV and say, I'm going to veto that law. The torture continues. And Limbaugh is calling it fun. I mean, for anybody whose mother or daughter or husband has been kidnapped and tortured, or who's had anything bad happen to them, been mugged, been shot, been whatever, I mean, you know, it happens every year. A couple times a year here in Austin, some guy breaks in, rapes a woman, stabs her to death. Can you imagine if a local talk show got on the air and said, oh, the guy was just blowing off steam? I mean, that's what he's saying. No, I want the neocon listeners out there, I want to hear you say it. Just say all this is good. Say Joseph Mengele's good. Say Jeffrey Dahmer's good. Third hour, tons of news, your calls coming up, Ron Paul 2.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll free 877-300-7645.